And today's talk is called Padre Pio Reveals the Remedy for Our Times. So please do stay tuned to find out about this. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we take a glimpse into the supernatural and the amazing life of Padre Pio, our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic and a miracle worker. And we offer you a series of short stories, so please do stay tuned and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And a quick thank you to all of our donors for their support. And because of this, because of your generosity, we're able to plan the distribution of further leaflets on Padre Pio. And details on that will be given in a video in the near future. Now, often in our videos on Padre Pio, we focus on the miracles and things like that that Padre Pio does, that he performs. And of course, that is nice and easy and it makes us feel good. However, at other times, we need to focus on Padre Pio's teachings. Sometimes that can be a little more difficult and challenging because it involves confronting ourselves, doesn't it? So we don't want to appear negative, but let's just analyze a little bit of where Christians and Catholics find themselves in the world today. Surrounded by what? What are the challenges that we are facing? And in particular, we want to see how this can all tie into Padre Pio's thoughts. So our aim is, what is Padre Pio's antidote or spiritual vaccine, if you like, in order for us to be able to reach heaven despite what may happen around us? Now, there was a talk given by Stefano Maria Manelli. And he, in fact, was the founder of the Franciscans of the Immaculata. And then his order was kind of removed from him, but he gave this talk. He published a commentary on one of the statements of Padre Pio. And this is the statement that Padre Pio made. In these times of death of the faith and the triumph of godlessness, the surest way to keep oneself free of the plague of evil is by strengthening ourselves with the Eucharistic food. So that's how Padre Pio saw the environment even in his days. In this thought of Padre Pio, Father Stefano is in fact affirming that things happen in history kind of in a cyclical nature, if you like, or like a tide coming in and going out. And for the church, that also applies. There are times of renewal and restoration, and then there are other periods of moral ruin and destruction. Now, in the first, the times of spiritual renewal, there is an enrichment of not just the church, but of course the church, but also of society in every way. And then during the second time, the time of ruin, both the church and society are plunged into deep chaos and destruction. And this, of course, is all imposed on us by the kingdom of darkness, according to this model. Now, we are rational people, so I'd like you to put in the comments below, which of these two models do you think holds for our time? Personally, I think we're kind of reaching an inflection point where things will hopefully change soon. Now, can the latter, the second part, be used to describe our days? That is a question. That is, are we in a situation in the church and society, a time in which faith is dying and godlessness is triumphant? And of course, this would be aggravated by things like atheism, extreme atheism, worldliness, just living for the world, the pleasures of the world, some of which may even make earlier epochs pale by comparison. So Saint Padre Pio summed this up as, it is a time of confusion. Then he also described what he meant by this confusion. And he said, it means the ruin of all values. So values were important to Padre Pio. They were valuable to Padre Pio. And that is, of course, transcendent values. They are restricted. The important values would be things like life and faith and family. vital things, and of course, peace as well, peace in society. So are these things being restricted slowly and eroded instead of, for instance, aiming for life in all of its phases to be protected and regarded as a non-negotiable value? As St. John Paul II tells us, life must be protected from conception to natural death. That's what he was aiming for. Instead, we have aggressive and militant ideologies seeking to normalize everything that does away with life. Abortion, euthanasia, as if the unborn and the old really don't count anymore. And this is normalized, it's becoming normal thinking. So it's like people think, well, there's an inconvenient truth there. Let's pick up a fly swatter and swat that one. Just happens to be a human being involved. And where, of course, does this thinking really come from? Where does it originate? That disposable, structureless, easy-going relationships have replaced marriage. And that's what's encouraged. Why do we need well-informed, solid family structures anymore, people ask? We don't need those things. They're old. They don't belong. And sacramental marriage, for instance, with God's blessing, is just pushed to one side. And the route that was taken to reach this point, through the desire and normalization of things like promiscuity, trivialization of divorce, in which vows of love and fidelity for life are just put aside, not taken seriously. That's one part of the equation. And I'm sure we've seen this all. We just speak to our friends and marriage basically as a value has been replaced by other values. It's kind of an quaint, old-fashioned idea. Padre Pio summed this up as, it is a time of confusion. And then I suppose there's also this dreamlike ideal of total freedom reigning. It reigns now. Freedom that is, of course, to indulge in every vice unrestricted. And not, on the other hand, to develop higher meaningful values in ourselves. Just indulge in the vice and the values that lead to God. And then the second thing that is driving this, of course, is it's riding in parallel now, is the spread and the imposition of violent ideologies. Of course, Our Lady of Fatima spoke a lot about this. And these ideologies, they seek to exacerbate division, resentments, and hatred. And it disguises itself very cleverly as the rights of a few, which have to be defended. However, you do a little bit of analysis, and does genuine peace result in these things, or are they interested in things like universal justice? Yet our Lord said, by their fruits you shall know them. So we can look at the fruits and we can know what went before. So sometimes it feels, anyway, to me, like we've been attacked on both sides, the ideologies and all the moral decadence that goes with it. So what can we do to save ourselves from what Padre Pio himself described as the plague-like evil that just surrounds us? And Padre Pio, as we saw earlier, answered by nourishing and strengthening ourselves with the Eucharist, with the living Christ himself. But Jesus is the divine food in the Eucharist that will carry those who open themselves to be nourished by God himself. So dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice, they shall shine as stars for all eternity. So you can, by helping us with our Padre Pio apostolate, and we offer a special program called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, you'll be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people. And we hope to inspire people so that they do not lose faith and they do not give up on our Lord in these trying times in which we live. If you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ would not have died in vain for them. And part of this program, we have regular masses celebrated. That's for all those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are many other benefits too. You can find out more by clicking on the video on the end screen or the link in the description below, or just going directly to our website. So please do join us on our Protected Child of Padre Pio program.
достойно не призывал.